It's good to be back here in Cleveland working out. It was fun to be with all the teammates again today. We're out there running on the field behind you. It was a good time.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, and Alex Mack, the look on his face definitely backed up those words. It seemed like a good time for him to just kind of be out there running around, and that is what's going on. The offseason workouts have begun. This team in week number two of offseason workouts will get them on the field more fully at the end of this month, but right now that's the activity that's happening on a voluntary basis. Hey, don't just watch the draft. Play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new, free, and very cool fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live now. Sign up at clevelandbrowns.com today. Very happy to have with us right now someone who frequents this show and gives us a lot of great insights on the Browns. He is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Nate, welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, wonderful to have you with us. So you had an opportunity also with a bunch of other reporters who cover the Browns to talk with Alex Mack and kind of get the feel from him as to his thoughts now that he has signed that offer sheet from the Jaguars, now that he is a Cleveland Brown and we don't have to do this day-to-day thing of wondering what his status will be. What was your biggest takeaway from what Alex said to you and others?
Well, he wanted to make everyone know that, hey, you know, there's a business side to football. My agent deals with that, and it's a tough kind of negotiation thing that happens, and things are said, and you know, it's all for positioning, and mm-hmm. and that was essentially his answer to, you basically showed all your fans that by signing that offer sheet with Jacksonville that you did not want to play here in Cleveland. You know, and he just wanted to make it clear that, you know, the business side can be tough. It's all about positioning. He's happy to be the highest paid center in the NFL. Who could blame him? He thinks he works hard. He thinks he deserves it. And he is relieved to have this all behind him now.
And on the flip side of that, by signing that offer sheet, you sign it with the knowledge that the Browns have every right to match it, so that you could be signing it, even though it's got the Jacksonville Jaguars name on the top of that document, that you could end up with a Cleveland Brown for the long term too. So I think I know what you're saying and what the perception was, but I also think that if he felt and his agent felt the possibility was there, as a lot of us I think did, right, that the Browns were going to match this, that you were basically signing your way onto the Browns too.
Correct. And yeah. He's telling the world that he would be willing to play for either team, because, you know, the Browns could have matched, they could have not matched, and I think that you're right, Vic. I think that he was confident, his agents were confident, and that we were confident as the details of that contract came out that the Browns would match. Just because a guy like Alex Mack is so valuable, he's one of the best in the league at his position. He doesn't have off-field character issues. He's not out there getting in trouble. He's the most durable guy in the NFL. I mean, he's played every game all five seasons that he's been here since 2009. So when you add all those things up, guys like that just don't hit the open market, and they are coveted.
Very pleased to have Nate Ulrich, who does such a tremendous job covering the Browns beat writer at the Akron Beacon Journal, with us. Nate, let's talk the football side of things with regard to Alex Mack. A radical change is coming offensively for this football team now. We're going to go to the zone blocking scheme and then the zone read run game with Kyle Shanahan. As we know, Rob Chudzinski and North Turner, they like to challenge defenses, take a top off it. How much of a radical change is this going to be for Mack and Thomas and Swartz and Greco offensively? And can this offensive line, in your mind, handle this and adapt to it quickly?
I think it's going to be a change, but not a huge radical change, because Joe Thomas has told me that, hey, we've done a lot of zone in the past. We've worked in a lot of zone blocking scheme concepts in our time with George Warhop. Now, he's mm-hmm. gone. They have a new offensive line coach, and as you said, Kyle Shanahan, everything's predicated on that zone blocking scheme and the one cut back that, you know, they hope Ben Tate can be. But I do think that a lot of these guys have those principles under the belt. As for Mack, I don't think you could think of a more athletic center in the NFL. Whether you want to argue if he's the best, you could say, okay, well, he's definitely top five, maybe top three. Some people think he's the top guy. But in terms of just pure athleticism, I mean, he is amazing. I marvel at him when he stretches. A lot of times in the media, we're only allowed to watch the first 20 minutes of practice. We only get to see guys stretch. And to see him stretch it's an entirely different experience to watch anyone else wearing a Browns jersey stretch. The guy is like a gymnast. And for a guy who's more than 300 pounds, it really is amazing. The guy is super flexible. It's very important for that position. And he can move. I mean, you know, centers in this league can pull. He can pull with the best of them. So I don't think he'll have any trouble at all in the zone blocking scheme, moving laterally, getting down the line into the next level.
And, Nate, I get the sense just and we all talk with different players on this team. I get the sense that they fully understood the business part of this thing for their teammate, and they don't have trepidation, or at least I don't get any sense of trepidation within the team that they're getting, you know, part of Alex Mack back or someone who isn't fully engaged with them to go down this road now with a new head coach, a new scheme, new guidance all the way around, that a key member of this thing is as on board with it as they are, because there really has to be at least an effort made to buy in. You can't, right? You can't go, you can't tiptoe into something like this.
I think they're going to get 100% of Alex Mack's effort like they always have. I think he'll be the consummate professional. I don't think there's any way that he's going to become any kind of distraction down the line in the locker room or anything like that. I think that, you know, they have one of the smartest, hardest working guys locked up at center for at least the next 2 years. Now, that is important. You're going to get everything you have from Alex Mack while he's here. Now, one of the most crucial aspects of this offer sheet was that he has the power after the 2015 season to void the deal. And he said today that he's very excited to have that power as a player. Obviously, it's extremely rare. You don't see many players who are going to be able to control their destiny the way he will if he stays healthy. And that gives him, you know, basically the option, if things don't unfold the way he wants to look elsewhere. And exactly what does he want to see happen? Well, he said today he wants stability, and he's here to win. And that's pretty simple.
Very basic, yeah. And it's something that, you know, unfortunately, Nate, he has not experienced yet, going into his now sixth season as a Cleveland Brown. Nate Ulrich, our guest from the Akron Beacon Journal. Read him as you'll find out things like you did from Nate regarding Chris Presley, the Browns' new. And this goes right in hand-to-hand what we were just talking about, Nate, with regard to Kyle Shanahan's zone blocking scheme. All right, a lot of people want that fullback, that pop back from the Lawrence Vickers kind of days that everybody loves so much here. What do we know, Nate, about Chris Presley, the young man who played for the Wisconsin Badgers? You and I were just talking about he was kind of a focal point of the first Bengals Hard Knocks back in 2010, we believe. Can Presley come in and maybe be that kind of factor as a blocking back for Ben Tate and whoever else is running the football with the Browns?
If he's healthy, I think absolutely, and that's the big question. Now, he was the Bengals' number one fullback in 2011 and 2012 and put together a couple nice seasons. Mm-hmm. Then last year, he sat out. He actually hurt a knee late in the 2012 season, like week 15. I want to say it was in December, and that injury affected him the following season. Started the season on the active PUP list and eventually did pass a physical and was able to start practicing in late November, but never fully bounced back and was cut because there's that window, you know, when you come off PUP, you have to they start practicing you and then you have to be added to the active roster within the 21-day window, and that didn't work out for him. So if the knee's okay and he can regain the form that he had in 2012 before the injury, I think there's no doubt he can be a factor. And, you know, I was interested to see this move because Kyle Shanahan, you know, he did use the fullback in Washington and
Darryl Young.
Darryl Young.
Yeah.
And the thing that's interesting about Darryl Young is He was actually a linebacker in college.
Mm-hmm.
He came in, and when Kyle Shanahan joined the Redskins as their offensive coordinator in 2010, Darryl Young was switched to fullback, so mm-hmm. they experimented with him. And I kind of thought the Browns might go that way, especially because Mike Pettin referenced experimentation, and it's really hard to find a pure traditional lead blocking fullback. He had mentioned that at the owners' meeting last month in Orlando, and kind of led me down the road to believe, like, okay, so who are they going to?
Billy Winn?
Yeah, well, not quite Billy Winn, but who are they going to? Are they going to? You know, it could be an undrafted linebacker who we've never heard right. of
to bring in. Yeah,
to bring in. But they, sure enough, they must have liked Presley enough, and they mm-hmm. went the traditional fullback route with, you know, a guy who has that on his resume already. And if he's healthy, then, you know, I think that's exactly what they'll get.
Just real quickly, I believe, yeah. too, we referenced Darryl Young. Three rushing touchdowns last year. Of course, this is, you know, all inside the five-yard line. I think he got a big, caught a 60-yard TD pass against Philly, if I recall. But, you know, I think about – does this sound about 33 to 35% of the offensive snaps he was on the football field for? So it's not
right,
it's
right
not now. An overall, you know, in other words, you're not going to take your three wide out 85% of the time to run that two-back look.
I think this acquisition underscores what this scheme is going to look like, and at least at its base, at its foundation. And matchups are going to influence things, obviously, each week. But for the most part, I think they go into the year, guys, wanting to be a little more power-oriented than they've been. And I think be a little more fundamental about controlling the football, about owning the space and taking some level of physical edge over your opponent, and keeping in mind that your quarterback is likely to be a guy in, okay, if it's Brian Hoyer, he's still developing. He's still coming around. His body work is still very limited. If it's another quarterback who is a rookie, he's a rookie. So all of those things to me convince me that this is about knowing that your offense has to start with this. It may evolve and change once that quarterback moves to another level,
yeah.
but with the basic thought process, bringing in a guy like Presley and having that traditional fullback to help open things up for Ben Tate and help the offensive line get its thing going here, I think it's speaking to exactly the fundamental approach that they're going to take.
Yeah, Mike Pettin tipped us off this a long time ago. And, you know, it's a passing league. You hear it all the time, and it's true, and that's still going to be the emphasis. But he wants an all-weather offense.
Yep.
He wants an offense that can thrive on the ground and get the hard yardage when it needs to and chew up clock.
Ground and pound.
When it needs to, mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. And that, you know, that was a obvious flaw with the team last season. And you saw the Browns were either tied or leading five times in the fourth quarter and went 0-5 in all of those.
Exactly. And I couldn't agree more, Nate. And you bring up a tremendous point, because I don't care if it's 85 degrees and sweltering. If you're up 10 in the fourth quarter, what do you want to do, be throwing the ball all over the lot?
Protect
your
lead.
You got to run the damn football and look to move the sticks and keep your defense off the football field.
Yeah.
So I count me in. I'm all in board with that. You protect leads in the fourth quarter by running the football, period.
Nate, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks as always, guys.
Really
good to see you, Nate.
Yep,
great report. Stuff.
He is Nate Ulrich, Akron Beacon Journal. Check out his great work there if you're not already a regular reader of that newspaper. And he's a regular on this show. We've got much more coming up for you. We're going to find out more about this new Browns addition, the fullback named Chris Presley. He is someone that we know spent some time as an undrafted free agent with the Bengals when he came into the league in 2009. Yeah, if anybody's got a 19 in front of me, I ain't in this league anymore. 2009, but we're going to talk with Jeff Hobson in hour number two. From CincinnatiBengals.com, from the official website of the Bengals. That, among other topics, we'll be discussing. Again, we want to hear from you, so dial us up, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. He is Michael Regai. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and we are driven by Liberty Ford.